heaven and your heart.
Welcome to Big Blend Radio with Nancy Reed and Lisa Smith, the crazy mother-daughter travel team and publishers of Big Blend Radio and TV Magazine and Parks and Travel Magazine. Now, you just heard Open Your Heart. It's the title track to the debut EP by Emily Johnson, and she is known as the Lady of the Heart. Of course, listening to that?
I love
for
it.
For sure, right? Is
I
that,
love it.
That's like a universal anthem. It's like the most, it's like everybody, let's just be
well,
friends and be happy and get rid of the borders and, you know, let's just, you know, be happy.
You know where I'm going to go with this.
I know.
You know I'm going to gather world leaders,
I know, we're
going
to send it to everybody.
People, get them all in one stadium.
I know.
And have them sing it until they get
this
it.
This is epic. I believe it needs
do.
To be out like at a huge festival, like, you know, back in
yeah.
the day, like Live Aid and stuff.
Yeah.
This is that song.
That's exactly it.
I feel like she
yeah.
should be there, and then all these stars should be singing the backup for her. That's how I feel.
I want the world leaders and the Congress and Parliament people who need it to be there and sing it.
Yes, yes, we need to play it in their cars, their motorcades, everything. But everybody, she is here. Emily is with us, and everybody, it's out now. May 11th, 2018, it's out for the world to get. You can go to emilyjohnsonofficial.com, and I just want to give a shout-out. It was actually recorded and produced by Grammy Award-winning Narada Michael Walden with the help of Tarpan Records, his record company. And again, emilyjohnsonofficial.com, and welcome, Emily, calling in from
Thank
the beautiful
you.
World of the south of France.
Mm.
Welcome.
Yeah, hi. Thank you. You know what, guys? You gave me goosebumps with your words because this is really the message that I'm looking for. And this is the reason why I wrote this song, and this is the reason why I'm spreading this song with the world, to be able to get everybody united and get over the borders and, you know, stop the prejudices and, you know, just make the world a better place, you know. Thank you so much for your invitation.
It's very positive. Oh, I'm so glad you're here. You know, when I first heard your music, I don't even think I finished the whole thing. I was like, oh, she's got to come on a show. And I get excited when you hear music like that. It's like, okay, everybody stop everything. Everyone needs to listen to this. And it's just, it's so positive. And I think that's something we need. And it's a
for
catchy
sure.
song that it becomes an anthem. And I see it in stadiums. For some reason, as soon as I heard it, I was like, this is a stadium song where people, you just, I don't, people don't do lighters anymore. Too bad.
Oh, they do
yeah.
cell phones,
you know.
They
but
do selfie, yeah.
That's
they cell
it is. It's a positive anthem, and I think people are gravitating. No matter, you know, everybody has their beliefs and fight and strife and everything, but it's something you can unite on is music. And I believe
mm-hmm.
that. I know that, you know, you've traveled, you know, as well, and you live in the south of France, but started off in the world of Bulgaria. You know, it's amazing. So you understand. Different cultures, for sure.
Yeah, I do. And you know what? I know that the world is full of hate, and this is what I said in my song. But what is very important that I travel every day. I just came back from Geneva, from Switzerland yesterday. I'm going to Germany in 2 weeks. So I'm traveling a lot, and I can tell you one thing. Every day, it doesn't matter what time in the day is, you know, in the morning, my flight was at 5 o'clock in the morning. You meet a great people. And I think that people are looking for love, regard the hate and regard the destruction and regard the war in the world. People are looking for love. And I think that we've got it inside in nature. So it's amazing to be able to get them together, even if it's a one song, even if it's a one time. I think it's worth because it's going to leave a message behind. So it's great. Yeah. And I do have the several culture, you know, mother Bulgarian, father Nigerian, living in the south of France, and I speak 5 languages, so it's quite crazy, yeah, about that.
Wow. Okay,
good
so what
you.
Language, you got to speak French, right? So what are the 5 languages?
I do.
English?
Yeah, I do speak Bulgarian with my mom, and I speak English, I speak French, I speak Italian, because I think it's very close to French, well, at least to me, and as well Russian, yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That is amazing. So you understand. And also Bulgaria, the history of Bulgaria being on a, you know, the communist side, and it's like this change.
True.
And so you went through those changes growing up.
I did. Even though I was a kid, I still remember clearly everything because I've had the both words, you know, my dad who was living in London and my mom who was living in Bulgaria. And I've got, you know, the chance to compare and see the difference, you know, from – like simple things, everyday life, like clothes that my dad was sending, and they were different than what we grew up with. And, of course, some of the teachers at school, they were mad about it because I was not supposed to be dressed like that. So I've been through all the changes, and I remember when the communism died, you know, and there were the huge changing in 89. And, yeah, I've been through a lot. Yeah, it's a crazy, crazy life I have.
When did you leave Bulgaria? When did you leave and where did you go?
I left Bulgaria when I was actually 24. I came straight in France, yeah. I graduated. I got my diploma because I have a master's degree in theater and cinema. I used to work as an actress for 5 years. I was representing a TV show in Bulgaria. I was working in a great, amazing show in the theater with a great, great, amazing actors. And then at a certain point, I decided that I have to find what's going on out of Bulgaria because somehow I didn't find my place over there, you know, maybe because of the fact that of my color or maybe because of the fact that, you know, people are not used to see that. And, of course, when they don't know something, they deny that thing, unfortunately, automatically. And so I was looking, I think the first time when I decided I needed to leave Bulgaria, I was 10 years old, I said, okay, obviously here it's not my place. And I had that dream about going to the States because my idol was Michael Jackson and Whitney Houston. So my whole life I was like thinking like that's the place where color does not matter and where there's no borders and you feel just the normal. And then I somehow stepped in the middle, you know, in France.
That's it. Well, you know, it's interesting when you think about the history of all these countries and yeah, Michael Jackson and some Whitney Houston. That's it. Nancy and I were saying that, man, she's carrying the torch, you know, for Whitney.
Love it.
She is. Mm. Like, you are. Like, you've got that soul and that you just spunk and that, you know.
I wanted to say something quickly about the differences in cultures and how people react. It is really odd. I mean, in the animal world, nature, the animals pick on any animal that is different than they are. They really do, and that's their nature. But we're human, and the whole idea of being human was to be better than that. And so when people can't get over that somebody is diverse, different, not the same, the only thing that shows up is their insecurity within themselves. That's all it is, you know. And so all these people who have all this hate and they want to pick on somebody because they're different, they need to take a strong look in the mirror. They really do because it's about them. It's not about the person they're picking on. It's about them.
True. I agree with you. I agree with you that probably that's the reason why, you know, the world is so divided. And I think about, you know, divide and conquer. So probably being part of this, if I can call it a ship, you know, that you're like in that part of the ship and you're like being controlled by being divided and being conquered. Because I think that if the whole world is united, many things wouldn't happen and they wouldn't be accepted because we're all going to be one thing. So we will all speak the same way. You know, we'll all say, no, we disagree. We don't like this one. We don't let you do that. And I think that the world would have been, a better place.
I think it's interesting because we are a global society, right? We are, I mean, just the fact that, you know, here we are in Tucson, Arizona in the desert, and you're over in the south of France, and then, you know, we can talk, I mean, our lives are all kind of intertwined in some ways, you know, just it's amazing, you know, through traveling and living in different countries and with different cultures, that you understand this value of connecting with people and I think that's where music, music and food, those are the two things, art, any kind of
music,
art, right?
Yeah.
Music, anything to do with the art.
Stage,
all of it.
Poetry,
all of it.
Plays, all of it.
Every
dance,
piece of the art.
The art
and food. Get people to,
and wine.
Get people to relax and to
good wine.
Get past that. You all need to have some wine.
Sure,
to
I agree
do that,
with
but,
you.
Yeah, well, you're in the south of France. How could
I mean,
you not?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I am in the south of France. But to be really honest with you, my favorite wine is actually Italian. So But I'm very close to the border. I'm like some 20 miles away from Italy. So, yeah, I get my happiness with the red wine.
See, but she's got the language down so she can go where she wants. See,
I know. Walk over the border and get some wine.
I love this. I love this. So this is interesting. So your mom has got an influence in you actually getting into music and even getting into the theater side and, you know, the stage. And I know I was reading on your website, like, you really, everything you've done, it's interesting where you are now in regards to your music and working with Narada. And then also you've got a special guitarist that really, John McLaughlin, who is, you know,
my life,
a hero for so many. It's interesting because I know that you were protective over creative control of your work and what you do, which I think is got strong, strong integrity. And with Narada and with John, it seems that you're like, okay, this is it's a partnership of integrity.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I don't know if I have to say that I'm lucky. I think so. It's got to be a destiny, you know, to meet the right people at the right time. And as I said before, you know, John is not just a great guitarist. He's an amazing person. And like he said, you know, he saw that light in me, and I saw that light in him, and that's how we connected and we made it happen. And it's amazing to have that chance and opportunity to make that possible, you know, because he's the person why this album exists and why I'm able to speak about it and spread it with the world and eventually, you know, get people together, you know, hopefully.
This EP is amazing. I mean, it's hopeful.
Thank you.
It's inspiring and it touches your heart. And then and then also makes you just want to, you know, dance too. I mean, but it takes you on, I mean, for four songs, like Baby Forever is the very first one. It's lighthearted and it's like, you know, there's like a, some old school 80s vibe to this that I really like. And I think, you know what I mean? There's like that vibe. And it's kind of like, you remember when it's like, hey, get into my car. Billy Ocean, right? And now you don't sound like Billy Ocean, but there was this fun side in the 80s that everybody just kind of wanted to, like, we need to breathe and we need to be hopeful. We're seeing all this stuff going around the world, but you bring this air in. And Whitney has that for sure. But there's a danceability and this lightheartedness, and Baby Forever definitely had that.
Yeah, Baby Forever is a very fun song. It's really a fun song. It was very, very funny because last night I did a showcase here in the South of France presenting my songs. And I was explaining each song, you know, how did the recording go and how was everything happen, what does the song speak about. And we got to Baby Forever, you know, that it's so important because Narada was guiding me through each step, every second, you know, each time I had to sing, he was going step by step and he was like, no, you got to go this way. Now you have to think about this. Now you have to express that. And it was so, so helpful that he got me over the edge, over the limits, you know, where I wasn't thinking that I'm able to get there. Actually, I didn't even know about existence of that part of me. And Baby Forever, it's the funny part, you know, because he was like, no, you gotta get sensual and you gotta be like, come on now, you know, like, you're like with your man and you're like, Baby Forever,
come on.
And I'm like, okay, you know, you're like, I need to jump really higher. He's been working with the best. Aretha was here. Whitney was here. You know, Mariah was here.
Yeah.
And me, I have to jump really high. I just have to say yes and try my best, you know.
Hey, one step at a time.
She's all, hey,
that's
baby,
it.
I know, get into my car, but my car's going up.
I'm jumping.
But yeah, so when you worked with Narada, like, tell us about that, because you came over to the States and, you know, working with him, he really, it's amazing his career of how many people he's touched in working with them, and he seems to really help people move up, you know, really what you're saying.
He does.
He really,
he does,
and it's incredible what he does, and it's just this he's very positive, you know. I've watched him talk on YouTube and stuff about it, the people he works with, and he just is so positive.
True, he's very positive and he's very spiritual, and I think that this is amazing because to me it's a key word, positivity, you know, like I spent a week there recording the songs and I never seen him one time being mad, upset or negative. And I'm like, oh my God, how is he doing this, you know? And he just get to do what he's got to do, you know, and keep that heart. And it was really funny because we spoke over the phone before I get to the States, and he said, okay, think about three titles. And I thought about the titles. Then he said, now think about the chorus. What are you going to write about a chorus? And then I'm going to send you the music, and then you're going to write, you know, the lyrics on the top. And I said, okay, that's good. And so we fixed the songs, you know, we decide which songs we're going to record. And I got there and I told him, hey, Narda, you know, I've got a song that we're not supposed to do. You never heard of it, you know, but I've got the lyrics and I don't have the music. And so I don't know, what do you think about it? And he's like, let me see the lyrics. And he said, open your heart. And he said, I like that. We speak about heart. So if there's heart into it, it's good. It's a great sign. People will get to it. And he's like, come with me. And I said, okay. So we sat, you know, on the piano, and then he started playing. He's like, let's try this, like, open your heart. Repeat after me. And I said, okay. And that's how he wrote it. He wrote it, like, within 5 minutes. Like, seriously, I'm not joking. And I'm like, are you serious? He's like, yeah, we're going to start with that song. He said, we're going to start with that song, and it's going to be a powerful song. You got to put all of your power in, and we can make it. And I'm like, okay, this is the first time, you know, I never rehearsed. And he's like, you can do it. And it was amazing how we made a song that is so powerful. And so, to me, it's amazing because the music is amazing. The music is very powerful. He played the drums himself, and I recorded him. I've got a video of him playing the drums. And he played, like, one time. And I said, this was rehearsal. He's like, no, it's done. I'm like, are you serious? He's like, yeah, it's recorded. And I'm like, oh, okay, I guess I'm not in this world.
No,
know?
But it's so fresh.
And yeah, it's fresh.
It's real. Edgy. It's
and,
edge. It's
yeah.
edgy.
And watch, and that
and
video.
So professional.
The video
so professional.
Is incredible. It's so powerful. That video. And all the kids holding up their, so they're holding up their names, right? They're like, here I am.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do.
I love that.
It's like, look at me. I have a place in this world, you know.
Yeah,
we started
my nephew,
a
by
new.
The way.
Oh, they were? Really?
Oh,
that's
well,
awesome.
One of my,
we've started
one of them is
a new series of youth success shows. We're starting this as a whole new series, which we've been covering youth for so long because we believe that we are the children's future. And we have to do something, and we need to stand up. And when we, and it was so funny because when we watched your video for the first time, it was exactly the time that we had decided we're starting this new series. We work with a group called Community Alliance for Youth Success. It's from our friend Bobby DePorter. She's our education expert, and she started this program called the 8 Keys of Excellence, and it's a character education program for kids. And it's a free program through a nonprofit, but they get they've created this model for communities across the country and around the world where they can celebrate, have a youth festival, where the festival is all about celebrating the youth, where the community, the business, everyone comes together. And when we watched your video, it was like, it was kind of like that, that was the icing on the cake, like we're going for this, we're going to start doing shows where we can put youth at the top. What are youth doing? And Narda had worked with a young lady called Sydney Brown, and she raised over $15,000 through her one single for all the wildfire victims in California. And it was all around this time. And it was just like, this is just an amazing, like, vibe, right? And it, when you look at this and you look at your story, I'm like, this is a story of success. You are a story of youth success coming up and having that heart. And I think that's the key. When we watched your video and listened to the words, it is about taking care of our children too. And I thought that was so great that you put them in there, because you showed what the bad side of the world, but you showed, like, the kids to me were at the forefront of taking
care
of them.
The positive side. And I think that I've got the idea about the kids because of the fact that my nephew, it's also mixed culture, as his mom is my sister, but we're from different dad, and his dad is from Morocco, you know, so he's Muslim, so it's a, you know, it's a mixture between Orthodox and Muslim. So what is funny is that when kids are playing together at the park, they have no idea about color. They don't see, they don't make no difference. And it's amazing how naturally they get together. It's absolutely crazy. And if there is not a parent who's going to come over and grab the kid and say, hey, I told you not to play with strangers, which could be a different message actually into it. I don't think that the kids mm-hmm. make any difference, you know, and that's what I'm trying to I was trying to get, you know, as a message in the song to show that we all can get it together because naturally we are together. We get mm-hmm. separated and divided only by parents and prejudices, and unfortunately mm-hmm. That's the reason why there is a destruction. But also, like you said, and I know that's our future. You know, if we get them together and we don't separate them, they're going to be stronger. And that's mm-hmm. what we try to do with the little budget we had.
Well, yeah, I know. I understand
really
that.
True.
Yeah, whatever we can all do, we should do because, you know, how the planet is, you know, as adults, this is all a direct, you know, we're part of that. We're all co-creators, right? And so when you look at it, whatever we're doing is going to affect, it's a ripple effect. Every action is a ripple effect somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to think
somewhere.
That kids are part
yeah.
of that, right?
Yeah, hopefully
kids
somewhere.
Kids don't hate.
Yeah.
They're taught to hate.
Mm-hmm.
They're
true,
taught to hate.
True.
The only way you get to the hate is by experiences. That's the natural way to get there. If bad things happen to you, then you will draw a conclusion at some point in your life about something, and then you can say, well, I hate that. Okay, like if you eat chili and every time you eat chili you get sick, then you can say, I can't eat chili, and you might say, I hate chili. But
yeah, true.
With kids,
don't look at me. It's just because of my last bowl of chili,
yeah,
Nancy, that
no.
I made.
The children get along. They really do. They may have personality conflicts, but it's not based on looks, and it's
true.
Not based on color
I
unless
agree.
They're taught that. That's a taught
mm-hmm.
thing,
mm-hmm.
and shame on adults who teach it.
Yeah,
shame on them because they're not giving their children the best foot forward in this world,
or letting them think for themselves in that
nope.
matter. And Emily, for you in Bulgaria as a child, how was that? I mean, because when we lived in Kenya, I was the only
mm-hmm.
white kid. So
oh my God!
I had some.
She went to a school called Snow White.
It was a multicultural school, which meant that we had, you know, we had Hindu, Muslim, we had Maasai, we had like all kinds of cultures in one thing. But I was the token white child, and that was interesting.
It was
and
funny.
Mostly where everyone treated me nicely, but
yes.
and we didn't
really?
Care except for
yeah.
I had long white hair,
yeah.
I mean blonde hair,
blonde hair,
right? And so there was a little Maasai boy, and, you know, Maasai men, when they grow up, they have long, they're tall, they have long hair that they braid with mud, and it's like this
mm-hmm.
whole thing. And he didn't have hair, and I had long hair. He didn't know what this was.
But
I was
taller
than him,
yeah.
and he would jump up and spit on me and try to hit me and stuff.
But then
it was
again, the spit was a blessing.
It was a blessing because he didn't know what I was, and when he jumped up to hit me, he was trying to make me shorter. He was trying to understand, and then one day they decided to lift my – on a bus going home, they lifted my shirt up to see, like, what am I, you know? And so then I kind of smacked back, and then I got expelled from the school because I hit the Minister of Home Affairs' son. But anyway, so
oh,
there we
my
go.
Goodness.
But,
oh, my goodness.
But
so he experienced my life.
I grew up in the bush, too. Mm. I hung out with – I mean, I herded cattle. I did everything and as a very, very young child and went from the bush and into the city, and yet I was still really the only white kid. And then growing up a little older, it was maybe two or three that I knew, and then, you know, then I got put into a convent, but that's a whole other story. And then all of a sudden the white kids appear, right?
You didn't get put into
oh,
a convent.
Wow.
Jeez, that
well, there's
horrible.
The only school at that point when I got, like, kind of kicked out of the nursery school, but what I was saying is the kids, none of us really had a problem, but it was like this kid was just like, what are you? I don't know what you are. So for you in Bulgaria, what was it like as a kid?
It was hard because I think that probably was hard for me because I'm extremely sensitive. And I think it's all about how you will digest a certain information. So I think that to me it was a lot of difference because I was very sensitive, and every reaction was bad to me, you know. a little point finger, or they're going to try to come over and scratch my skin to see if there's a color coming off, you know, or.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Or, yeah, yeah. So I get that.
Or they're going to pull my hair and see, what is this? You know, it's the same one, you know.
Yeah, it's the same. It's exactly the same. That's what happened to me. That's interesting.
Kids can be very evil when they know they can hurt you. And so I think that kids can be very mean when they know they can hurt you, so they can use the right word to hurt you. And especially when the parents explain them what you are and they give you a tag. So automatically when you have the tag, they use that tag to hurt you. So, and then when you're sensitive, it's a very bad cocktail of emotions. So it was very painful,
For me, yeah, it's interesting. I mean, when you think about how kids are trying to figure it out, and if there's no education behind that, you know, it's like,
exactly.
But at the same time, really, when we lived out in the bush, nobody cared. They were like, you're going to accept them here. And then once, you know, the adults told the kids, yeah, she's white, but so what? You know, we're going to, like, work with it.
It's really funny because I never really imagined it this way. I never imagined this. Like the opposite way. To me, it was like only this can happen only to me, you know, nobody else, you know.
Oh,
now
no.
You're telling me this story. It's crazy.
Yeah, but our experiences are very similar. It's weird.
This is what I'm going to go back to. I'm going to go back to what I said before about nature does this in the animal world. It draws boundaries and lines. Because they're animals with animal brains, and I have great respect and love for nature. That's my best thing. When it comes to humans, we're supposed to learn better. That is our job. Mm-hmm. And as children, that's your process of learning better.
Mm.
So when you get to adults who are acting like animals or less than two-year-olds, because two-year-olds are on the way up learning, then shame on them because they know better.
Mm.
They actually know better. They made the choice to be racist. They made the choice to be mean. They made the choice to be greedy.
Mm.
I think that
choice.
It goes to the fact that people feel, you know, better than other people. People feel like I'm better than you, so of course you need to be underneath me, you know. So that's also the other reason why.
But they're not.
That's
an insecurity. That's an insecurity. I'm going to say I'm better than you to make sure you think that.
That's
but
survival tactic.
If you're better, you don't have to say it.
True.
There is no better
you.
Than.
Right.
It's the person who insists on saying it. That's insecure.
Yeah.
It's survival, like fight or flight, right? That's animal, like that.
Yeah, we got off topic.
I know. So I want to go back to, I'm going to bring us around here, but open your heart. So writing these lyrics, I mean, for you, do you write as poetry? Is that something you did, you know, as a child, knowing, okay, you want to go on the stage, so you did theater and you've done all these different parts of it and had a band and performed.
Yeah.
So what was, for writing, where did that start? These lyrics
well,
are incredible.
It's funny because I wrote this song in 2007, and it's been a long time since it's been waiting and being on hold. So 11 years later, it's out. Writing these words, to be really honest, I've been absolutely perfectly inspired by Michael Jackson. I feel like he was one of the messengers, like peace messengers, but not only a peace messengers, but I felt like he believed in such a great world that he hoped that he can get this world to be reality. Mm-hmm. And he believed that kids are our future and the innocence of the kids can make the world a better place. And I've been inspired each day and every day of my life. I think the first time I heard him, Michael, I was 10 years old. And I said, oh, my God, he's black and he's singing and people love him. Oh, my God, I can do the same thing and they might love me, you know. And so I've been inspired to write every word. It's not heal the world, but it's, you know, open your heart and, you know, make a better place for you and for me and for the human race. So I think that, somehow I am passing this message, and hopefully someone else will pass that message and will make a circle and a chain reaction. And like you said, somewhere over there, it's going to be a reaction, you know.
Mm-hmm. And to me, it's a ripple effect, right? And that's the beauty about music. And it has its own beat, and it goes on. And when people make decisions, you know, they know or they know, hey, you know, I'm in this down place. And everybody's going to have a place where they hear this song and it really resonates with them. And then it'll become something they start hearing over and over. And to me, it's one of those songs that people will go to for that, hey, things aren't going well, or maybe I did something wrong, or, you know, whatever it is, that it's a go-to song to hear it.
Yeah.
And I think Naruto, the instrumentation, the piano has this light, because it's light, how he kept the building, the musicianship just keeps that, goes with your word so well in that it has this positive moving up. It has this angelic, I'm lifting you up with a beat, because you're going to feel the beat. Otherwise, because you have to have action behind it. You can't just feel good. You have to have action behind the feel good. And you can't just say, I'm going to open my heart. It is, I am opening up. You know, do it.
I'm
like,
doing something.
Do it. Yeah, so his beats move up, and then the piano part, that there's, it's just that angelic part, you know, and then you've got that Whitney, ooh, I can't sing like that, but you have that Whitney ooh in there, and I'm like, dude, listen to that. Not that you're sorry, it's just a bad habit of saying dude.
Yeah, but no, but dude, true, but I agree, I agree, seriously, because, yeah, but that power, you know, I still listen to myself, and I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe that's me. Naruto got this out. When we finished the recording, he said, I know why John has sent you here, because you've got that power. But I believe that the power, you need to go and find that power, you know, because if you're in a shell and you kept all of your life being in this shell, someone needs to get you out. And he just took me by the hand and he got me out of the shell and he said, you can do it, you know, and that's how it worked. And it's amazing. It's amazing that power in the music, that it's getting you out of your gut, you know, it's coming out and can only get further.
Talk to me about working with John, because this is incredible too. I mean, and how you met him. You've got the song "The Light," and we need to play it. We got to play it. I mean, just give everybody a story, because you dedicated it to him. Tell us about meeting him and how this relationship actually happened.
It was really a coincidence. I was in the States celebrating my birthday, and then when I came back, my previous drummer of my band, he decided to quit the band because we were not making any more money. And so he said, hey, we're not getting no cash anymore, so I'm going to another band. And then we were like, oh my God. And I was really
drummers
so
disappointed.
Always
do that. They're the first to bail. They all do that. They're the first ones. Sorry, drummers.
And I was
but
then
the second or the bass guitarist. Sorry.
Yeah, if you lose your bass, then you're really up a tree.
I was so disappointed, and I was so sad. Oh, my God, you cannot imagine. To me, my whole world dropped. You know, I was like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And then there was this guy, you know, whose name was Kiki Ovlet, which is an amazing drummer. And he came a few times to replace our drummer. And then when I called him, he's like, of course, I'm coming. And I said, would you accept to be our drummer? He's like, of course. And I was like so surprised, because he's amazing. He's really great. And he's like way much higher level than our previous drummer. And so we started to work together in a little restaurant, you know, in Monaco. And then one night, you know, this guy's coming and he's like, hey, this is my friend. His name is John and this is his wife, Ina. And I'm like, well, nice to meet you. Of course, I still don't know who this guy is. And so my guitar player literally passed out when he saw him. And then they said, don't you know? And I was like, what? And they're like, John McLaughlin, never heard of it. It's amazing guitarist. And I said, yes, like, yeah, but I couldn't put a face on it. They're like, yeah, that's him. He played with Miles Davis and he put Mahavishnu Orchestra together. And I'm like, oh, wow, great. And so they came back a second time, a third and a fourth. And they started come regularly every time when we were playing, you know. And we started talk and exchange conversations and jokes. He likes joking a lot. And so one day, like after a year, he asked Kiki to call me. He said, hey, do you think that Emily will accept to play for a concert with us? And I said, okay, let me think about it. And then he said, okay, take your time. And I said, no, that's a joke. I am not thinking. I'm like, of course, yes. And then he was like, oh, great, amazing. And it was a charity concert, actually, in Monaco for an organization called Monaco Aid and Presence, which means that Monaco Help and Presence, which help for African kids. and they collect a lot of money. When I said a lot of money, I'm speaking like a scooter that has been sold for 200,000 euros. So they collect a lot of money. And so that night was very important because they were the most rich people in the world, that they were here in Monaco for that dinner. And so he's a member of this organization, of course. Anything that can help the world, Johnny's there. You know, he's doing everything for free. And he's like, you know, but there is no budget. And I said, I will be honored just because of the fact that I'll play with you and I'll give something to someone. Of course, I'll be honored. And this is how we did the first concert together, which was amazing experience. You know, we did Redemption Song. I have it on YouTube that, of course, I cried. And it was because it's a song that I didn't know. So John made me listen for the first time. And then he came back and he said, hey, you know what? You're amazing. And I think that we can do, we have to do something for you. And I'm like, amazing me? Okay, if you think so. And then he was like, hey, I know this guy, you know, in the States. He's a great producer and you're a singer. You can guys, you know, get together and try to do something. And this is how he got me in touch with Narada, and then Narada said, okay. And then John said, guys, I'll let you work now. And then I end up in the States, and then we recorded a song, and this is how everything happened. But John, yeah, it's my light. Why? Because I believe that we all need someone who believes in us, you know, and it's very important, someone who say, hey, you can do it, you know. And he was that person who came and who say, I love everything about you. You know, I love your personality. You're accessible to people. You speak to everyone. And you sing like an angel. And you're just so great to people. And you've got so much to give. And you've got that light. And he said, he spoke about that light. And I said, but you are my light because I feel like in a tunnel, you know, and you got me out of the tunnel. And that's why I wrote the song, The Light. I dedicate that song to him, actually, every word. You know, when I said, when you hold me close and tell me that you love me, the light in you gives me everything I need. You know, I never knew you'll be the one for me. It seems like I'm getting just what I need. Your love is like the air that I breathe. I've been waiting all of my life because it's so important to have that one person that says, I believe in you. I believe in you. And it happened to me that I've got just a legend who believe in me. So, yeah, it's a blessing.
Wow.
I think, you know, that we as humans get in our own way more times than we don't. You know, we get in our own way, and it is really important that somebody else goes, excuse me,
yeah,
but you got this, and
but
you know how to
exactly,
do this.
Exactly.
You're great at that. And you're in your own way, so step aside and let yourself out.
And there's mentors that throughout life, a mentor could be someone you sign up on a mentorship program, or it could be someone who just comes in at that time. And you have to have, I have to say this, you can only receive that information and that help and that light if you have an open heart and an open mind. Just saying.
Yeah.
You just got to go there with your EP, right? Isn't that true? You can't do that.
Yeah, funny.
But, I know. So here it is. We're going to play The Light, everybody. Take a listen.
Okay.
And it's just it's a special song. And then we'll come back to Emily for a few minutes after that. But here it is, The Light. Okay.
Like the air that
Big Blend Radio, and you just heard The Light, which is from the new EP by Emily Johnson, The Lady of the Heart. It was produced by Grammy Award-winning Narda Michael Walden, and it's on Tarpon Records, and go get it. May 11th, 2018, it's out for everybody, so you may be listening to this in December. Who cares? Go get it. It's EmilyJohnsonOfficial.com is the website to go to, watch her videos and connect with her. That song to me, you know, Emily, and it's such an honor to have you on the show because I love your voice and I love the, again, that positivity seems to be this, you know, reigning word of the conversation. Mm-hmm. And The Light, that could be a gospel song, man. I'm just saying.
It is.
You want
to
replace your old Christmas songs with new stuff? Here you go.
Yeah, that's like an inspirational piece, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's
but I think that it's a big reason why, I'm sorry to interrupt you, because I had a great background singers, amazing background singers, you know, Carno, Cissy Carter, and Dee Dee Simon, which were just incredible. I mean, incredible voices and professionalism. I was impressed and amazed by the work. And I think that they're a huge part of the great, you know, sound of the song.
I think so. It actually does take me back to Africa. And I wanted to ask you, have you been to Africa? Have you been to Nigeria?
Oh, my God. That was the wrong question. You know, I am such a shame on myself. I know. I know. I've never been in Africa.
Oh, you
but
must.
I will.
You must. You will love it.
I will. It's me. It's my culture, and it's my dad, and I should go, and I will go. I think that everything happened, you know, when you're ready. So hopefully soon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, if you go, please let us know, because I think
it will be life changing
for you, and it will move you in
so many ways.
this singing, your singing, your voice has that. You have that. There's a resilience of the people.
You will recognize
of Africa.
You'll recognize yourself there.
Yeah, you will.
Oh my God.
You will. You'll see yourself.
Oh. Yeah.
And you will come back even more resilient. And you know, no matter what you see, because there's obviously good and bad in every place, right? You will come out of that. Just I know even more. There's like. When I look at Mother Africa, which it is, you know, resilience is like the key word, and positive, no matter what happens, the people of Africa keep going forward, and everybody has a different thing and whatever, you know, I'm not getting into that. But there's a positivity and a light and a resilience that Africa has. The people, the animals, the nature, the terrain, it is the most resilient place I know. And I think when you go there, and I'm saying when you go there, because I know you will.
Yes, I will. No, I will.
You're going to walk away shining, happy.
Yeah, I'm afraid that once again I have a hard time to dealing with, you know, pain. And that's the reason why probably I haven't done it yet. But I'm ready. I will get there for sure.
Oh, Nigeria. Now, Nigeria is like full of like they rock some good stuff over in Nigeria, from what I know. I've never been there, but from what I've seen and read and heard, there can be, there's a lot of, there's stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, we just have, that's the world, but that's why we have your music, and thank goodness for that, because music, no matter what, can transport you to another place, whatever you're dealing with. I wanted to ask now, I want to close this with I'm Blessed, and it features rapper G-Dub, and I love this. So tell us about I'm Blessed. Was this after you wrote everything and it's going to go into this EP, or where did this come from?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I wrote everything. Of course, the part, the rap part was by G-Dub, you know, rest in peace. He wrote his part, and so it was amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm Blessed. It's just a message to say thank you for being alive, and thank you, God, you know, for not letting me down, because I think that God is the only thing that make us a better person, you know. And we just, to me, God is just something good, you know, not a place, not a face, just make you a better person, good person, you know, get the good out of us. And so
I like that. I think you're right. Reminds us some discipline in our life too, in some ways too. Like to remember, like what side of the road are you on, and are you going up or are you going down? You know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
It's like make your choice. You know, make those choices on the higher positive level. You know, I love I'm Blessed so much. I can't wait to play this. But before you go, I want to know, for young women right now, anywhere in the world, that are thinking about going into, hey, I'm going to go into the arts, and especially maybe from an area that people, you know, there's here, you could be on a farm in Iowa, and, you know, they're going to look at you, and you need to do country music, girl, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
You never know. Everybody's in this situation, and you pulled out, and you moved up and up and up like a shooting star, you know. Except for you going up, shooting stars come down, you're going up. It's like Jack and the Beanstalk, I should say. But for anyone starting out as a young person, especially women, in a place where, you know, maybe they're not surrounded with all the support that they think they need, and you found support, what would you say would be a tip for them to move forward for what is in the passion in their heart, their purpose?
I think what is very, very important is to never give up, because life, it's not easy for nobody. And no one can say, oh, you have a success, you can speak about it. No, I think the success in life is who you are. The success in life is to wake up and be able to look at yourself in the mirror and say, hey, I'm a good person, and I did something good. I brought something good in this world, and my life is worth it. Never give up, because my mom, you know, kicked me in the butt and say, hey, you wanted to do art, go get to art. You know, the first year at the university, I was not accepted at the university, and so I gave up. And she said, no, you have no rights to give up, because all of your life you've been doing art. You know, you've been a dancer, then you've been clowning all of your life, you've been singing. You love it. It's inside of you, and I will not let you give up.
Good for her.
And so it's very hard. Trust me, there are days, nights, months, I am crying and being sad, and I want to just leave everything alone. But it, in the same time, it's giving me so much reason to leave and to do what I do that I realize that sooner or later, there is a price that will, you know, it will come out, something that is going to say, hey, you know, it was worth everything you've done, you know, the nights you didn't sleep and you've been working and you've been trying to spread it around and you've been knocking on every door and there is no door that has opened. One day there will be one person that is going to open that door, and it's all about change somebody's life, even if it's a one person. Even if it's one person, you know, it's so worth. Don't give up, because art is a way of life. Art is breathing. Art is joy. Art is even great, even when people don't listen to you, because you find a pleasure inside of yourself, because you make yourself happy, you know. And yes, you're not always appreciated. You can't please everyone, you know. But do it for yourself, because this is the way of living of an existence, you know. So don't give up. Mm. Keep going. Keep knocking on the door and keep loving art, because if it's part of you, sooner or later will come out something, you know.
I love that. I think that is what we used to have a band we called Human Spirit, based on just what you just said.
Oh, great.
That is the spirit of being human on the good side, on the right side, on the side of being positive. Let me use the word positive. That is being part of the human positive spirit.
Yeah, you got to lift up. We all have wings.
True.
We get to step and learn how to use them.
Yeah.
You know?
Shoot for it. You know, my boyfriend used to tell me, rest in peace, Gregory Sparks, the love of my life. He used to tell me, baby, shoot for the moon. And if you miss, at least it will be above the stars. He kept telling me this for 10 years. And even the day before he died, he told me, you were so close. And don't worry about me. I'll be here sitting and waiting for you to come out on the radio. So his support was so important to me. And it was amazing. Mm. So if I can give that message to someone and that person can hear me, you can say, yes, it's true. You know, shoot for the highest. And if you miss, at least you'll be above the stars, you know. But have a big dream. Dream, because I never dreamed about working with Whitney Houston producer. Not in my best dream. Like, trust me, if you see where I'm coming from and where I live in Bulgaria, and if you see the place where I've been raised, I mean, you will say, oh, my God, even not in my best dream, that never crossed my mind, to be in this studio and to be behind a microphone where Whitney Houston, my idol, my queen, my diva, has been recorded. Of course, I cry for 30 minutes before I started work, but that's another conversation, you know.
That's okay.
but you know what?
I love this. I love this. I love this so much, because it is about keep going. I mean, I think we understand that, and in women, you know, and men, everybody has a different walk of life. You can't generalize. I know it's an easy thing for us to all do in part of communication, but everybody has a different walk of life. And sometimes you know, and sometimes I think the hardest thing is knowing what your walk of life is or believing in it. You may think it and you don't want to go and believe in it, because it's like it's far-reaching, right? And it's, hey, I wasn't far on the shooting stars. I knew stars were in there somewhere. But it's true. Understanding,
true.
Finding that, and going for it, and never quitting. You may have to do things on the side as an artist. You may have to, I mean,
true.
Like,
true.
You know, a job, you know, a real
of
job
course,
kind
of
deal.
Course.
Real
you
job.
A real
need
job.
To pay
like, you know how people say that. You go
oh,
get a real
God.
Job. I remember with our magazine.
Oh, my gosh.
We left South Africa, and... Basically, in the time we left, we basically had to say goodbye to everything we owned, got over here,
oh, wow.
and reconnected with some of our family and helped my grandparents and everything, and started a magazine. And we did research. Our magazine is over 21 years old now in this country.
Oh, wow.
It's just Nancy and I doing this. Started in San Diego, and things were we did all kinds of research, and we were just it was like 24/7 nonstop. And I remember my grandmother saying, why don't you both just go get a real job? And we looked at her like, Are you kidding me? Like, no, that's not how
we're
it works around here.
No,
and no one.
Amazing, amazing, you know? And you're living proof that you didn't give up.
Never give up if you have a passion. When you find that fire or that little spark, make it into a fire, let it be a wild.
Sure.
That's the only wildfire that should be, unless it's like out in nature that nature wants to happen. That is
yeah.
it. Go for it, because you can do it. And I'm so glad we have connected with you, and I appreciate
and
your music.
So
we both do.
I'm so happy to meet you. You are amazing, and thank you so much for giving me that little sparkle you just put in me. You know, I keep smiling, and I know I'm going to keep smiling for the rest of the night, so it's amazing.
Cool. Awesome. Well, we're going to smile for the rest of the day over here. But anyway,
great.
Go hop over to Italy and have some wine for us. But and also just take a sip in the south of France for us, too. But everybody, again, the album is out. The EP, I still think it's an album. As soon as there's more than one song, it's an album to me. Go to emilyjohnsonofficial.com. It's called Open Your Heart. You cannot go wrong with this. I think every young person in the world and every age needs to hear it, but I want the youth to hear it, because I think they need to feel like, hey, uplifted, and understand that people do care about them. And I do agree with Nancy. Every person in the uppity mucks of life need to hear it too. And music can make great changes, and you've done that. And everybody, again, Emily Johnson Official, we're going to play I'm Blessed, but I first want to say thank you to our sponsors, SuperCamp, the world's leading summer academic achievement program for teens and preteens. You can go to supercamp.com. And I want to thank listeners for joining us. As always, we appreciate you. We thank Emily for joining us. And go to bigblendradio.com for our schedule of radio shows. You can listen live or on demand. Our shows air Monday through Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and Fridays and Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. If you go to bigblendradio.com, it's all there. And to keep up with our magazines that feature our interviews, our favorite interviews that we do on Big Blend Radio, go to bigblendmagazines.com. So here it is. I'm blessed. Thank you so much, Emily. You've blessed
Thank
us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye. Bye. You never left me in trouble.
my life.